But he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord, I want to see," he replied. And Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." This is the word of the Lord. Just pray for Joelle as he comes up.
Thank you.
Father God, thank you and praise you, Lord, for Joelle here. And I pray, Lord, that you'll help him now. Give us insight of your truth for us now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you again. I'm trying to look around and see if my friend is here. Welcome, those of you who are here for the first. Welcome, Lisa. Thank you. I'm going to be very short. We have a long program in front of us today. And, and I believe 2016, for most of us, it's not going to be an easy year. But we are going to get through it. Why? Because God is with us. Amen. We'll face some challenges. These are good challenges. And every year comes with different challenges, shape or form. But one thing that we know for sure, as we stay focused on Jesus all the time, remain our focus on him and his character, his faithfulness, as we talked about earlier this year, as we reach up, we will reach in and reach out at the same time. Yeah? And this is a wonderful story. I was telling this to my kids, and they said, the blind man, does he have a, because he's shouting a lot, Daddy. Does he have a voice like you? Did he lose his voice? anyways, Father, we thank you for your word. Teach us today, encourage us, affirm us with your truth. Amen. A fantastic picture that we have in the, can you bring up the scripture again? There's three things that I want to point out today very quickly. One of them is that we all pray one way or another. Yeah? And the Alpha course that we were doing, and we talk about prayer. I don't know, if you remember. There's percentage of people. We interview people. There was an interview of young people, even non-Christian pray. One way or another, people are calling out to God, whether they believe in God or no. So naturally, we're all created in that, that we have a part of our nature is that we call out to somebody that is something that is greater than us. Amen? And for us as Christians, as I ponder on this this verse, the three pictures came to me. Number one, we have the man who was blind. And then in the center of that, we have Jesus. And also, there are some characters that are here that we don't pay attention to. And those are the people that brought the blind man to Jesus. All of us have our own need. Some of us have many needs, whatever that is. In the case of this blind man, I think apart from his blindness, there is more that he longs for. Apart from just receiving his sight. He's there in the temple, he's begging. And then he heard about Jesus coming, and he heard of the crowd, and he's standing there, probably asking, who's here? It's Jesus. And rumors of Jesus spread all around. He probably heard that before. And he's standing there waiting. And by somehow, he know that he cannot get closer. So he call out the name of Jesus. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And he says in verse 40 that Jesus kept going and he didn't hear his voice. No, that's not right. Jesus, what? He stopped. And he ordered the man to be brought to him. I like that picture, you see? Wherever we are, what distance we are calling from, he hears us. That's the fact, yeah? But something wonderful happened here. The man is out there, and he's calling out the name of Jesus, and he's trying to reach Jesus. And everybody say, be quiet. He didn't feel discouraged. He raised his voice even louder. Jesus heard him, and Jesus responded. But one powerful thing happened here. Jesus asked for him to be brought to him. Yeah? Something happened that in the midst of our crying out for God to meet our needs, there is an invitation from Jesus' part for us to come closer to his vicinity. He has to ask people to bring this man closer to him. What happened when this man comes closer to him? He was able to hear the voice of Jesus. Yeah? Many times we cry out, we just want our needs to be met. But we forgot Jesus' longing for us to get closer. That in the process, that this man is standing there who was crying out to Jesus and now standing face to face with the Messiah. And there is something going on. There is a dialogue. What can I do for you? Yeah? So are we calling out from a distance? Do we hear God's invitation to come closer? Of course, my kids, they come. They have their games on the iPad, in which I want to hide the iPad all over the place. And they come, Daddy, can you please do this? Just buy one credit. I said, where'd you guys get from? Okay, well, so-and-so has all their friends, they have their iPad. And in the process, they just sometimes say, okay, just once, all right, no more. And I end up deleting all the games, and then they found something new from their friends, and they brought it. All these fairy tales and other stuff. But in as much as I want to please them and respond to their request, I want them to look at me as a father. And there is the relationship that is developing between them and I. Why do you want this? I put them in their lap, not just come and get what they want and run off. And as a father, I want that. Come sit down here. Let's, okay. You want this? I try to divert them away also from the game. But there is the desire in the heart of God that not only that he wants to meet our need, but he wants to bring us closer to his presence. In his presence, there is this intimacy relationship that is happening. That he is looking into your eyes and you are looking into his eyes and needs, and his grace and his mercy penetrates every private area of our secret places that are in our hearts. Europe, they say, oh, the people here, they're private in their faith. When you are in the presence of God, there is no walls or secret place that we can hide, yeah? That his love, he doesn't invade our privacy, but he comes in with his grace and his mercy and his love, knowing our need. He sees our battles, he sees our cries and everything that we long for. And he administered that to us. And with the disciples and with this blind man, Jesus could have just said, oh, you were healed. Oh. You know, anybody have a mic here? There is somebody here wearing blue somewhere. I said something. No, Jesus, invite us closer to him. I think that's my phone. Can somebody answer that phone? There's a guest that I'm expecting. That I'm inviting here.
He's coming.
Okay. Yes. Amen. I hope we get the picture. Yeah. So there is this man. He has the choice to come closer or stay there or rely on the voices that is discouraging him to pursue. Each and every one of us have our need. We have our wants. But Jesus knows the priority of our lives. He knows what you're really crying out for. He knows what we really need. And he meets us where we are. When this blind man came, imagine being blind, that you can only picture things in the imagination of your mind. And Jesus come even into that darkness and illuminate by his grace and his power and his love and care for our well-being, change our situation. Amen? But there is an invitation. Come closer. Are we calling Jesus from a distance? Are we expecting Jesus to come and meet us? It's more than that, yes. There's a relationship that God has provided us through relationship with Jesus. And he did that by making it available through his death and resurrection. But there's other people here. I'm going to end with it. There are people, he ordered some people to go and get him. Maybe you are not the person that is calling out. Maybe you are one of those that God is calling to bring people to him. People to guide them and point them to Jesus. So which one of these picture are we today? Jesus knows the long of this man. He spoke to him in the place of nearness. What can I do for you? Lord, I want to see. Jesus said, receive your sight, for your faith has made you heal. I believe there's a lot of wonderful things that God wants to do. But sometimes it takes for us to come closer. Amen? It's a beautiful picture. That instead of calling from a distance, that we hear his invitation to come closer. It is in that vicinity of his presence. Not only that you meet your need, but there is an incredible relationship that develops. That we can be close to him and hear his prompting. And hear the still small voice and recognize his grace and his power and love over us in his concern for our well-being. Not only that, but there are those that he said, go and get him. It's part of our role also to bring people who are crying. There are a lot of people that are crying out there, but they do not know where to go. And it is us who hold their hand and say, let me show you the way. Let me lead you to this person. Let me guide you. This is Jesus. Here are you. Go for it. It's a wonderful story. Very simple and yet very profound. And the challenge for us, number one, Jesus knows our every need. Even the things that your friends or the person next to you don't know. He knows that. Yeah. But yet he comes to us and sits with us. And he asks this question, how are you doing today? How are you doing, Joelle? How are you? Seth, can you help me with that? And then lastly, are we ready to be that people that Jesus said, go and get that person? Do you have a person that you need to guide and bring to Jesus? Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you know our every need. You know our cry. Like this blind man, that even in the midst of discouragement, Even in the midst of opposition, he continued to pursue you and raise his voice. He took the responsibility to come to you. We pray that we will have that also. You know where we are. You know the distance that we are calling out from. We pray that you will help us to respond to your invitation to come closer. Come closer to you. Thank you that you are a God, that everything, all things, is possible for you. I think in response to this, I'm going to invite the worship team to just sing this song, the worship song. And I want us to sing that as a prayer of our response.
Feel free to stand if you want, or just sit as you'd like.
When the music fades, and all is stripped away, and I simply calm, longing just to of worth that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what